Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We are on Kuf Nun Amud Beis. It's four lines from the bottom. We're discussing different things. The Gemara is bringing different Piskei Halachos. When you say Nechasa the Ploni, so I'm giving my Nechasa the Ploni, what is included in Nechasim? What's included? So we're up to now that Shtaros are Ikri Nechasi. So Shtari also in the Ikri Nechasi. The Amar Rabbar Yitzchak, Rabbar Yitzchak, we'll learn it out from the following. Rabbar Yitzchak said, Shnei Shtaros Hain. What does it mean? There are two types of Shtar that are written that they haven't yet reached the hands of the Makabel. Each one has a different halacha. What's the first one? Amar Zechu B'Sada Zeleploni. Guy says to two people, acquire this field on behalf of Ploni. We can do that, because Ochel Ever Slope of Fun of. The kiss below us a star. And write for him a star, and then give him the star raya. That the Sada, I guess they're not making the Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan star, it's just a star raya. But they make the Kenyan to acquire the field, but they haven't yet delivered the star raya to the Zocha. So Chozer B'Shtar, if he wants to, the Note Matana can be Chozer B'Shtar and say, don't give him a star. The Eino Chozer B'Sada. But he cannot be Chozer and be Mevato, the actual Kenyan. The Kenyan, the field belongs to the Mekavel, but he doesn't have to provide him with the star. Rashbam says, Chozer B'Shtar, it's on the fourth last line on the bottom. Mi Yipui Koach D'Shtar Yochel Laksabo Kol Zman Shlo Nimsar Hashtar Lo Ploni. It can be retracted from the star. But the Eino Chozer B'Sada Achar Eish Akvar Zochu B'Kinyon O B'Chazaka. The Zaken Shadim Shlo B'Fanim, because he was a Zechir right away with those people, with those two that were Zochir for the Makabel, and he is Zochir. It's the Machlokas we showed him as to what type of Kinyon we're talking about over here, because the Tosos on Dav Ayin Zayin says in the name of Reino Tam that this is only talking about a Nosei Matana. If you're giving, just giving a gift. But if you're selling the karka, you cannot be chozer. You would not be able to be chozer, because when you buy a field, it's pretty much on condition that you get the star to come along with it. But so according to Rabbi Natan, we're talking about a star matana. Nevertheless, that's fine. Why would he want to be chozer from the nesina of the star? What would be the purpose of it? He's giving him the field anyway, so what's the purpose of being chozer from the nesina of the star? So that same Tosos and of Ayin Zion says, because if, when you give over the star, I guess if you have Edim Mesira, right? So if assume you have Edim Mesira, so it's given over in front of Edim, and the notion is closest that there'll be a coal will go on him that he's selling off his property. He's giving it. So I guess this makes more sense if you're selling. I don't know how that works in with him giving Matana. I give him a present. I give away my field, it's no problem. He doesn't want it to be a coal to come out, so then, because if people hear that you're selling your coast, then they run to you because they think that the price is going to go down. That's case number one. But al menashe tichtav lo shtar, if you say to the people who are being zocha on behalf of the receiver, be zocha this field on condition that I write a shtar for him, then chozer bein b'shtar bein b'sada. So long as he did not write the shtar, he doesn't get the sada, because the receipt of the field was conditioned on the writing of the shtar. There's three shtaros involved here. He had the trei hani the amron, the two that we just said. He has a third case. Idach. Im kada mocher, if the mocher, before he makes the kinyan onto the field, the kasev es hashtar ka osu shoshanino, and he writes the star al pi halacha, right? So kosrin star, the beis din can write the star the mocher for the mocher, v'yapa pisha ima koyich imo, even though the lokeach isn't with him, and kevon shehich zegzeh, once the lokeach is machzik the karka, he makes a kinyan on the karka, nikne star b'chol mokom shehu, the star is kone wherever is nikne to the receiver, any place that it is. So the whole, again, the same thing before. You see that star is konen nignet kinyan agav, and kinyan agav, he says the words nechasim sheish lemachrayim achrayis, so nignet with nechasim sheish lemachrayis. You see, stars are considered nechasim, right? It's included in nechasim. The question is, how does he do that? How does he write the star on behalf? Are we worried writing a star in advance? So here, you had to write a star in advance. It's only the only person who would damage would be him. But nothing, no takala really come from it. Okay, so that's Charos. Next is Behema. Behema ikri nichsei. Behema is also considered nechasim, and they're included in the lashon of nichsei. The Tnan, we have a Mishnah in Shkalim. Maktish, hamaktish nechasav. Someone who's maktish all his nechasim. So what's included? Vahaisa behen behema ru'uya legabi mizbeach, and he has animals that are fit to be brought onto Mizbeach as Korbanos. So Zecharim, if they're males, then Olos. They should be brought as Olos. V'nekevos, and those are in the nekevos, they're not roi for an ola. We'll get to that in a year or so when we learn Maseches Lachim. But nekevos are not roi la ola, they're only for shlamim. So yimcheru litzarchei zivchei shlamim. You should sell them for zivchei shlamim. I think the reason is because I don't think you can bring a shlamim bin the dava. I'm not sure what that halacha is. Why? By the olos, you can bring them as an ola, but in the kevos, you have to sell and then use the proceeds. You have to use the proceeds to use the proceeds to buy stuff for the shlamim people. So. Oh no! The reason is because he says nechasai should be hektish. When it comes to and female animals are only good for shlamim. But when it comes to shlamim, part of the shlamim is eaten by the hedgeot. So it's not all hektish. So he can't give it as a shlamim. Therefore, he has to give it to the people who are going to bring shlamim, and they're going to use it to buy olos or something to that effect. Idea is though it's clear. He says nechasim. He gets you were matish nechasim. It included the perfect point of the brayse here is included animals. What we just said that nechasim sheish le nechrayis and nechlim nechasim shein le nechrayis. Metaltlin are included in nechasai. Behemos are metaltlin. So why do you have to have another drasha for behemos if you already have metaltlin? So I think the answer is because remember yesterday we mentioned different types of metaltlin. We have metaltlin de 90 and metaltlin de low 90. So these are metaltlin de 90. Maybe you want to be more just to make sure that all types of metaltlin are included. Opos ikrin nechsei. Birds are also considered nechasim. The tnan we have in the next Mishnah in Shkalim. Makdish nechasim. Someone's makdish is nechasim. You remember those Mishnah in Shkalim? Right? Bahayu bahen dvar haruuyin. Someone's matish is nechasim, and he has things that are right to be brought on the mizbeach. For example, yenos, wine, shmanim, oil, ofos, or you know, the pigeons or the turtle doves. So those are considered right. Those are considered nechasim as well. So that goes that's included. Next two, tefillin ikri nechse. Even your tefillin are considered your nechasim. So again, tefillin are metatlin. How does that? What is that? What's the chiddush? Tefillin matatlin. So the Arama says that you may have said that since you're once mechuyev to be maniach tefillin and you can't be without tefillin, so your kavana is not to be machna it to hektish, right? So therefore, the Gemara now brings a raya from the machtish that even tefillin are included when you're machtish or you're nechasim. It includes tefillin. Yes, it's matatlin. Would have been a svara to say no. So tefillin ikri nechasi detanan, because in Mishnah, this is in Erechin. Ha-makdish nechasav, if you makdish your nechasav, ma'alin lo tefillin. What does ma'alin lo tefillin mean? So the Rashbam, Dibur maskal detanan, which is fine, detanan v'masech ha-shkol in Perek Dalet, ha-makdish nechasav, ha-haydan v'hemer u'yel gavir z'beh, z'charim in the cave, so below z'omer z'charim yimkru, where is it? Oh, the second one. The Tanam Masech is Erech and the Machdish Nechasim Man Lo Tefillin Klomer At Tefillin Hektish. The Tefillin itself become Hektish. U'ma'in Lo B'damim. If you need a Tefillin though, so what are you going to do? So you pay the value of your Tefillin to Hektish. U'podim Mishavehen. And then for you, so you make it equal. The Tefillin are an expensive item. You have to, wherever the Tefillin, I don't know, whoever made a bar mitzvah knows how much Tefillin costs nowadays. And then, maybe their in-laws or parents know how much the Tefillin costs nowadays. So you have to take that money and you have to forgive that to Hektish to be poda your Tefillin. But amami the chalalayu hektish mikri nechasi shemay nechasav hektish. It's mashma that's hektish. There are those who say that it can't be that it's not that you can be poured. They mamish become hektish. So,
no, but every time he does that, it's not the actual properties that go inside. It's the value of everything, isn't it?
I don't know. Sometimes if you makdish my makdish a chair.
No, if you're being makdish something, but he's not being makdish. This is it's like a.
No, but if you're makdish something, it goes to the gizbar, and the gizbar then sells it. But here we're saying that you give the value, like you're saying.
He's doing
the value thing. Right. Okay, but the point being still, children are included in the chasim. Well, I guess there's a lot to talk about here. Yivai lehu, Sefer Torah Mai. What about the din of a Sefer Torah? Right? If you matish a Sefer Torah, is that included in the lashon of the chasim? So what's the suffix? Kevan delom is dabin, the asur lebzvunei, lav nechsehu. Really, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. So it's not nechasim. Odilma came and the Mizabin Limo told us, no, there are two. You can sell your own Sefer Torah if you need the money to go get married or to learn. Then Nechsehi, they're included in the Chasim. So that is a teku. So the Yairana says that if you're makne to somebody, since it's a suffix, the Lokeach is not Zocha, because you can't, the Motzei Chaver al Araya. It has to be, but you can buy it, you can write the Sefer Torah, and you pay somebody to. You can buy it, but you can't sell it.
It's not to work.
But the kinyanim, but I can't. I guess if you get them out, I don't know.
I can't sell it because
the right. Okay. The Toso says the im tomer makabayle. What's the shaila? A korchachu beklan nechassim she'in lenachrayis. The nickname of Mashiach, hope of Messiah. I guess it says. Og agav nechassim she'in lenachrayis. The she nickname because ashar chazaka. Right. We won't read the apagav the having the inyan kinyan kinechassim. Just the kinyanim, even though kinyanim work. Because of the Isser involved, so maybe it's not considered in the Nechasim. There's a whole child though, because in Masechet Megillah it says that you can't be Mocher or Sefer Torah unless you need the money for learning or for marrying a woman. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down that a Yachid can sell a Sefer Torah for whatever he wants. So if that's the case, what are we dealing with over here? It looks like we're dealing with a yachid. The guy says it's makdish wolf nechassim. So according to that shita, so what's the problem? It could be included in the nechassim. If that only applies to the rabbim, I'm just not so sure about the halachas of the mocher sefer Torah. But okay, next we can bring down a few cases. Simon zutra imei de amram mitarte achvasa rav tuvi rav dimi rav yosef. Fine. Amy the Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Kasve Lenichsa. The mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia was Machne her Nechasim. This is talking about sort of a star Mabrechas that we mentioned yesterday. Who's Machne her Nechasim to her son Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. To her son Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The boy Lin Suve Le Lerazvid. And she explicitly stated she's giving the Nechasim to Rav Zutra in order that so she could marry Rav Zvid. She wants to marry Rav Zvid and she doesn't want Rav Zvid to get all of her Nechasim. So she was Megala her Das. Clearly in front of us is what the Rashbam is going to explain later on. She's Magal Das clearly in front of us that this was her Kavana. She's doing this in order to make this prenuptial arrangement so that her husband would not get the Nechasim. So in Siva, she got married to Razvid, the Gersha, and Razvid then divorced her after a while. So now she goes back and she wants to get the money, or wants to get the Nechasim back from her son. Because the only reason why she was married to the son was to be Mavriach, to try to get it away from her husband. And the son here does not want to return the money to his mother. I just don't, it's constantly we're having these issues every day about these Tanaim and Moraim having this, give the money back. Number one, it's your mother. Number two, you're Rav Zutra. You have a Rav before your name. Well, I don't understand what's going on in all these cases. We have a lot of, yeah, what's going on there? There we answered with the Meiri. There we answered with the Meiri that he wanted to do it in Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, and by making it right now, by making him have a chiyuv to give it back, he lost out that mitzvah. Okay, so you had terrors there, but still, it seems like this common theme of fighting over them. Well, listen, they fought over the Yerusha then also. It's not.
Torah's Torah, but money's money.
Okay. So Asalikame the Rabbi Bar Abaye, they came in front of Rabbi Bar Abaye, Amar, so Rabbi said, Mishum Insuve, the only reason why you wanted to give the money was to get married. The Insuba, and now you got married. So the Tanai, he says it's sort of a Tanai. I'm giving you, he read it as I'm giving you the money on Tanai that I get married. Well, you got married. You got divorced. But so what? You got married. Therefore you can't get the money back. I don't know. So where's the Rashbam says the hot insubab, you see the kanabana, the loahani giloi daita el lahechi she il lohaisa nisa ravzid lo tikaimas matana, but hashtag insubab is kaima hamatana. That's not what she did though. I don't know what the havamina was. She did a shtam avrechas that we talked about the other day. And that's what the maskana is. So amale ravuna bered rav Yeshua, mishum da asumi muloi, because you come from the mishmachah up in the Eli, right, that came from muloi, amrisu mile muliaisa, you're going to say these things that, these short things. According to the Manda Amar, like the Chachamim say, they're Cholikim of Shimon, and they say that a woman who does a Shtar Mavreches, she can't be Chozerba. That's only if she's not clear for her Gilui Das. Right? Abal Hakha Gayadait Mishum in Zibuhu. The whole she here she was Mufurish. She was Mufuresh, that the reason why she was giving it to her son was to be Mavriach the chasim from the husband. And she got married and she got divorced. So of course she could be Mivatal the Mechira. This is the classic case of a star Mavrechas. Yeah, according to the other mandamer, you don't even need gilui das. It's just clear, I guess, from the umdana that she's being mabriach the nechassim from her husband. I said, I don't understand what the first this, I'm gonna look on the bottom, but I understand what the first shita is. Right, the stammer, she's being mavrechas. Why is she saying I'll give it back? Okay. Next case. So now we're going to have another maaser with a shchiv mira who's chozer from the matana while they're still sick. So Ema de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, beorta katvinu lenichza leRami Bar Chama. In the morning, she was a shchiv mira. So in the morning, sorry, in the evening, the night, she wrote the orta is the night, right? Orla Basar, right? In the night, she wrote her nechasim to her son Rami Bar Chama. Bitzapra, but in the morning. Afterwards, then she wrote to Rav Ukva Bar Chama. She changed her mind and she wrote all the nechassim to Rav Ukva. So also Rami Bar Chama the Kamid Rav Sheshes. So Rami Bar Chama says, "Wait a second, I got it first, right?" And he says, "Okme b'nichsei." I guess she died, I guess. And he says, "Let me get. I'm supposed to get the nechassim." So also Rav Ukva Bar Chama came to Rav Nachman, but Rav Ukva, the other son who got it in the morning, he went to Rav Nachman and he says, "Okme b'nichsei." And he says, "No, you're supposed to get. You get the nechassim." So also Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. So Rav Sheshes, who says it goes to Rav Ukva, came to Rav Nachman, who says it goes to Rami, and he says, "Well, Amrle, my time Ukva mal to Rav Ukva Bar Chama." And they asked, "Why did you give it to Rav Ukva Bar Chama?" So, right. Sorry, my time okme mar l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Why did you give it to Rav Ukva, the second one? You Rav Nachman. Why did you give it to the second one? Imishum the Hadraba. Are you going to say it's because that she retracted because he was second, so she was Choseres from the first king that she gave it to Rav Chama? So Rav Sheshes says Hashchiva. No, but she died in the end. So the whole thing we know the halach is that if you die, you can't be Choser, right? If you give the Mishnah says that if you die, then the kinyan is Chal. The only time that's Matna Shchimira is Choser, she gets better. So he says, Hashchiva, to get the Rashbam. Right, Eimad Rami Bar Chama. I don't say anything, I just get the Maskana. Sorry?
That's Gemara already.
So she already died. So since she died, his swara was that the din of the shchivira gives all his nechassim to matana and doesn't leave over anything else. That the matana, it's not he can be chozer. It's only dafka where they got better. Then he can be chozer. But if the person dies, so then because giving shchivira ksubim misurin dummy. So I don't know. You can't retract it and give it to somebody else. So Rav Nachman says no. I'm alei hakem Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said. Kol she'ilu amar chozer. Any time if a person would have gotten better, they can be chozer. Then chozer. You can also be chozer even when you're sick. So if you can be chozer, how can you be chozer if you got better? If you gave away everything, or I think if you only gave away a part.
Well, we already have this gemara. Somebody gives away all the possessions,
mm-hmm.
and then goes and retracts it before she dies, right? It doesn't work. It doesn't go to the second person.
If someone, when do we have that?
The only question we had is if they left something over.
Right, so Eimer de Amar Shmuel Atzmo. Maybe Shmuel. Right, maybe if we can rest the Gemara. Eimer de Amar Shmuel Atzmo. That's only where he retracts and wants to keep it for himself.
Right.
Here, he's retracting it and giving it to somebody else.
Oh, because that's.
Oh. So Eimer de Amar Shmuel Atzmo, the Acher Miyamar, who says.
The other case that we had is.
You didn't get the whole thing.
Exactly.
Only get part of it.
Right.
Okay. So Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says back to his no, but Ferish Amar Shmuel, Bein La Atzmo, Bein La Acher. So long as you gave them. So long as if you could retract. If you get better, you can retract while you're still sick. So if you give a matnas shchiv mira and you're still sick, you can retract and say. Right. So here he's saying that even you can move it from one to the other.
So what's it? I mean, the kinyan on the shchiv mira does not take effect until the person actually dies.
Correct. That's the reason. That's the whole reason. because it doesn't take.
He stays in limbo until they're dead.
Yeah, that has to be the reason.
Yeah, just to compare the parallel case to the Marevis, where she gets married and then gets divorced. How about the Shkinah relative? He gets up and then he dies a week later. Is that considered getting up?
I don't know what they have to go to the Batei Dinim. You always ask these specific cases.
No,
I don't know.
How that works? If you get better for a week and then you die.
So you ask the doctors whether the death was connected to the original sickness or you got better and he died because of something else. I don't know. It's probably just in the post game. I don't know. As of now, the Gemara hasn't mentioned the time period. Well, a little different. Yeah.
Then she gets divorced. Now she got married.
Okay.
She only gave it away because she thinks she's getting divorced.
Well, that was not having me. The
Maskan.
As long as she gave it away, but she got married, so now she gets the nechassim back. Yeah, she only. That's what the maskan of the Gemara was, that because she was megal her, even according to that mandamar doesn't hold of mavrachas. But if she's clear that the only reason why she's giving it to the son is in order to avoid the husband taking ownership of the assets, then if the husband's no longer there, she gets it back. The only point was to keep it out of the hands of the husband.
She gets it back.
Yeah.
It's here too. If he gets better, but then he dies.
I don't know what the time period is. Maybe it's not the same thing. You have to check whether she died from that sick. They talk about Amma Micholyov, but I don't know what the time period is. Amma Micholyov, a day, an hour, a week, a year. I don't know. Next case. Ema de Rav Amram Chasida Havale Miloga de Shtari. The mother of Rav Amram Chasida had like a sack full of promissory notes, of shtaros, and people owed her money, I guess. Ki Kashavra, when she's about to die, Amr lahave la'amam bri. These shtaros should be as a matlus chivmera to my son Amram. And then she died. So asu achua l'kameid Rav Nachman. The brothers of Rav Amram came to Rav Nachman to be toveya their Yerusha. Right? To split it evenly. V'amrulei, and they said to Rav Nachman, v'halo mashach. Rav Amram didn't make a kinyan mashicha, and therefore he shouldn't be koneh the shtaros. So what? So matnas shchivmira. So they explained that maybe they thought that even though they made a takana, the matnas shchivmira works by a mira alone. Nevertheless, maybe shtar would be different because even by a bari, if a bari wants to sell a shtar, you have to do ksiva and mesira. So to here, maybe the matnas shchivmira only changed the ksiva to the amira, but you still need a mesira, right? So he would still need some sort of meshicha. He would still need to do some act of kinyan. So Amar Lahu, so Nachman says no. Divrei shchivmira ksuvim vikim mesurim dami. Divrei Shchivmira are as if they're written, and as if the Kenyan was done, as if there was a Mesira, and therefore of Amram was Zocha in the Shtaros. It seems to be here that the Gemara is just fleshing out certain rules that we already know. Like, I just bring it to the cases. Maybe here's where they learned everything out. Next case. This is an interesting case. Achta the Rav Tovi Bar Masna, the sister of Rav Tovi, the son of Rav Masna, Kasvinu Lenichsa, she wrote her nechassim to Rav Tovi as a matnas shchivmera, but that was the Rav Tovi. Sorry, she kaitli nachse the Rav Tovi by Masna b'tzafra. In the evening, in the morning, she wrote it to Rav Tovi, her brother. Lefanya in the erev, in the evening, also Rav Achdevoy bar Masna, her other brother came, bachala and cried to her, v'amrala and said to her, hashta. Now that Rav Tovi is going to be getting everything, army people are going to say, Mar Tzuber Mei Rabbanan, Umar Lav Tzuber Mei Rabbanan, Uksib, right? People are going to say, oh, he's the Talmud Chacham, that's why you're giving it to him, but you're not giving it to me because I'm not a Talmud Chacham. Is he really not a Talmud Chacham, or is the people just going to say, he's not a Talmud Chacham? So, v'tinhu nihilei. So she changed her mind, and she retracted, and then wrote it to the second brother, to Rav Achdevoy. Okay. Same question. So also the kamei just split it. your amorayim. Yeah. So also the kamei the Rav Nachman to Rav Tovi, the first guy comes to Rav Nachman. Amr lei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, what am I supposed to do? Hach Amr Shmuel kol she ilu amad chozer kol she ilu amad chozer b'matanaso. If she got better, she could be chozer. So to now she has the right to be chozer. She can be chozer and she can give it to your other brother. But Rav Chanan asks the good question on this. He goes, is this ani mahavich al charara? It always belongs to this guy, and you go in and you try to move it and try to remove it and take it out from somebody else. Rav Zilberstein has another shaili similar to this. He says, you have a yeshiva, they're about to hire a Ruvain to be the next Ram, to be the next Magashir. Rav Shimon goes in and tries to convince the Hanhala that they should hire him instead. Can he do that? So you say, go, brings down, you have a problem with Aniyam Habichal Acharara, maybe, you have problems with Losach mode, you have what about this whole thing about, he says, Maitzur Rabbanan, Mumar Lav Tzur Rabbanan. Okay, so now that you give it to me, it's the opposite. Now it looks like the other guy's not a Tzur Rabbanan.
So would it make a difference if this Shimon sent a third party to go
hire
his behalf? Why? Maybe
because
they don't hire Shimon.
No, so the Shia, he says the Shia turns on whether or not, yeah, whether or not, the first Rav Ruvain made efforts, because Rav Chanan says that Adim Ha'apach HaKharar may only apply if the first person actually made efforts to go collect it. But here, Rav Tuvi didn't make any efforts, and wife, the sister was giving him as a present, so maybe it's not Adim Ha'apach HaKharar, the whole thing over there. And it's just interesting. Again,
he's worried about his
He's worried about money. He's worried about his kavod. So be mochel on your kavod and split the money with your brother. I don't know. What? Odd. Okay. Next case. Achte de Rabdimi bar Yosef, habila piska de Pardesa. The sister, right, of Rabdimi bar Yosef had an orchard. Kol Amos Abachalsha, and she used to always get sick. Maybe this sort of addresses a little bit what you're talking about. She used to get sick all the time. Habi makile nehile. So every time she would get sick, she'd say, oh, I'm going to give it to my brother, and she'd give it to Rabdimi bar Yosef. Pichi kayama, and then when she would get better, maybe you really have to be. Maybe you have to be chozer. You have to be when you get better. Maybe I don't know. You have to make that statement of being chozer. Whenever she got better, she would be chozer. So zimdachad lechalsha. One time she got sick, b'shalchalei, and she sent to him takni. She sent a shliach to her brother Ravdimi that he should come and be kone the orchard. Why does she have to be kone the orchard? I don't know why he has to come. We just said divrei shimer k'suvim surin dami. He should be calling the Shalach Lovina. He wrote back that he's not coming. There's no point in me coming because maybe you're going to get better again and you're going to retract the whole thing. So she responded to him, you know what? Come and be Kone in any way that you want. So he goes, oh, really? Fine. So Azul Shaira, he come and he's only Kone a part of it. He leaves over a little bit for her. So she can't be Choser. The Konumina. And he also makes a Kenyan. Because really, Dibri Shchimer, you don't need a Kenyan, but he makes a Kenyan. Like a Bari. It's a Matnos Bari. She can't be Choser. Ki Kaima Hadraba. Now she gets better. She was Chazraba. So Asla Kaima Rav Nachman. So she comes in front of Rav Nachman to say, I want it back. I want my orchard back. So Shacha Le Ta. This is also weird. So Rav Nachman sends to Rav Dimi to come to Beis Din to judge it. The Lo Asli. And he's Masari. He doesn't come. So some say maybe he didn't come because here the facts are clear. You know, the only time you have to come to Beis Din is to figure out what the facts are. He said, here the facts are clear. The facts are clear. Go decide. What do I need? I'm stipulating to the facts, right? You have that Menachem in court? Stipulate to the facts. You know, that's it. You don't have to bring 800 witnesses saying the same thing. We'll stipulate. Right, that's the truth.
He did the system. He's right.
He's right, but is this what he's supposed to do? He tricked his sister.
He beat the system.
Yeah, but he doesn't win in the end. So, Shalach Lei. So Rav Nachman says, "Ilo asis machila b'siblat b'lo mebayidam. If you don't come, I'm going to hit you with the thorn that hurts you but doesn't bring out blood. I mean, I'll put you in nidui. You're Masar Bezin. You got to come. So I don't know how he didn't come to Bezin. I mean, you have it now. You can listen to the Jewish press. You know, these people are Masar. Well, different types, but a list. But also, how do you Masar Bezin? What the behavior that's being exhibited in these Gemaras to me? And I don't know if I can say this on tape. Is more in tune with what goes on nowadays, not what we think would go on at the times of the Amorai.
It's got to be
ahead of
it. Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a different understanding.
Yes.
That's obvious.
So, Rishonim do talk about it. It's not like the Meiri was bothered by that. Maybe he has notes in the Bible. Obviously, they're bothered by the what looks like the behavior that's going on. You have to give a hazard to what's going on. Maybe they wanted to be. They're learning the sugyas. They wanted to be so clear what the halacha is, so they're going to do meisim to prove to show what the halacha is. I don't. That's the only answer I can come up with. Similar to what you had with the Meiri.
They knew what you're going to do later on. They're going to look at it.
Yeah.
They're setting
precedent. Yeah. So what happens? Rav Dimi then comes. So Amr Lehu Sadi. Rav Nachman asked the witnesses, "Hey, Chavi Meisa, what was the Meisa? What happened?" So Amr Lehu, the Edom say, "Amr Hakli, this is what the sister said when she went to call Rav Dimi. By the Kamisas Hach Itasa, Oili, then I'm gonna die, and my brother doesn't want to come to see me. So I'm gonna say this so he can come see me." So Amr Lehu, Rav Nachman says, "Im Kain Hava, if this was the case that she really thought she was gonna die." Now we're making a new rule in Shchiv Mirah. Really, she really thought she's going to die. Mitzabe Machmas Misa. She's considered more than a Shchiv Mirah. She's a Mitzabe Machmas Misa. And umitzava machmas misa choser. And a mitzava machmas misa can be choser even if the mitzava machmas misa was made a kinyan, or even if the mitzava machmas misa was meshayer a little piece. It's a new din. I don't know. No, so Shchivmera means this person is just sick. It's not on your deathbed. So when sick, we said the Rambam says the Shchivmera means you're so sick you can't get up. But here this person thinks that she's going to die any moment. It's the next level. Right? Rashbam. In came mitzav machlas mitzah hi. V'chol mitzav machlas mitzah, chozer bein b'matana b'mikzas bein b'matana b'lushir, v'afil konu miyado, ikai mechalav hadar b'kula. V'yadua shalom hayakinin ela machlas mitzah. Because this kinyan is only because of mitzah. Ho v'hayim is only on mitzah. Because she was complaining about her death. But eis tzavaso, v'hachi paskin on the kaman. That's the psak. Mitzav machlas mitzah is the next level. Yeah, so all the rules that we have about being Mishaya or a Kinyan, that's only by regular Shkimira. The next level, I don't know where you make the determination, if the person says, according to the Gemara, the person says, I'm only giving this to you because I'm dying tomorrow, then it's Mitzav Machas Misa, and she can be Choser. Itmar, so now that we talk about this din of now we're talking about Matzah Shkimira and Mixas. Itmar, Matzah Shkimira and Mixas. Someone gives a Matzah Shkimira only a little bit, right, and doesn't do a Kinyan. So Amr Rabbanu Kameda Rav Mishmeda Razutra Breda Rav Nachman. They said in the name of Rav Nachman, the Amr Mishmeda Rav Nachman, Harehi ki matnas bari, Harehi ki matnas shlimira. This matana shlimira b'mixas is similar to a matnas bari, and it's similar to a matnas shlimira. Harehi ki matnas bari shim amal in the chozer. It's like a matnas bari because he can't retract because he left. He was mishayer. But Harehi ki matnas shlimira. You see where we're going already because we're going to have the mitzvah matnas misa that's going to come into play here now. But it says Harehi ki matnas shlimira the lobai kinyan. It doesn't need a kinyan because the shlimira is enough. It doesn't need a kinyan. So it works without a kinyan. If she dies, it worked. But it's like a bari that if she gets better, it goes back. Because it doesn't go back. It doesn't go back. So Amalu Rava says to these Chachamim, Lava Mina Lachush Lo Titlu Buki Sriki. Did I tell you not to say like empty things? Why are you saying this be Rav Nachman? This is not what Rav Nachman said. Don't put words in Rav Nachman's mouth that aren't true. Hachi Am Rav Nachman. This is what Rav Nachman said. Harehi ki matnas bari ubai yakinyan. No, a matnas shlimira b'mixas is completely like a matnas bari, and it would need a kinyan. And if there's no kinyan, then the makabel is not doesn't get it, even if the shlimira dies. That's not what we said till now. Also, so now they're going to ask. So Rava's going to ask on Rav Nachman. So esvei Rava le Rav Nachman, right? Because right now the shita Rav Nachman is that a matnas shlimira b'mixas needs a kinyan. So now they're going to ask him that. So esvei Rava le Rav Nachman. What about our mission that says shir karka kolshu? If you left over a little bit of karka, then matanasu kayemes. You can't be choser even if you get better. My law, aren't we dealing with a case? The lo konumine, that there was no kinyan. She says, no. Lo the konumine. That's only a case when there was a kinyan, because it was a shumei rabbi mixlas. The only way it can work is if it can work and be a good matana if there was a kinyan. If there was no kinyan, then it goes back. So yeah, wait, that if we're talking about a case with the konumiyade, let's continue. Look at the seifa. Ihachi ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Right, this end of the seifa says. If you have a matnas shlimira and lo shir karka kolshu and you didn't leave over anything and then you got better, a matanoso kayemis, then the matana is not kayemis. The eid economine, you never talk about the kinyanim over here, amai matanoso kayemis. Why does the matana go back? They made a kinyan. So what you're talking about they made a kinyan, then in the safe they also made a kinyan. If they make a kinyan in the safer, then why does it go back if she gets better? So Amar Leis, so Rav Nachman answers, no, Hacha Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says, Shchiv Meira, Shekasav Kol Nechasav L'Acherim. If a Shchiv Meira writes all his Nechasav to somebody else, Ap Alpi Shekanu Miyado, even if they make a Kinyan, then Amad Choser. Then if you get better, you're Choser. Why? Because if you do a Lanu Shai, Mitzavah El Machas Misa. Because we know it's Mitzavah Machas Misa. I mean, this is throwing everything up, turning everything on its head. So he says, if a Shchiv Meira writes all his Nechasav, even if there's a kinyan, he can retract, because that's clear that it's mitzvah machmas misa, and mitzvah machmas misa can always retract.
It's not so far-fetched, and one of the conditions is that
but we're saying that if you're giving away everything, then it's the umdana is that you're mitzvah machlas misa. If you're only giving away part of your things, it's not mitzvah machlas misa, and therefore for that you would need a kinyan.
Correct.
That was true for Nishtimara.
Yeah. Right.
Because if you're not giving it all away, it's not a contemplation of death.
Exactly.
Well, that's why it goes back. Okay. Next question. Eitzvei Rav Mishar Shiel Rava. So Rav Nachman asked the following to Rava. This is from a Mishnah in a few days, on Kuf Nun Vav. Maisa b'iman shel b'nei Rochel. The mother of the children of Rochel. Rochel was the father, and they had, the women don't have names. So it's this wife, Shahaisha Chola, that she was, you notice that? She was sick. What? Yeah. Not today.
Not one today.
You know, because it's not important. What's only important is what happened.
Yes. Stick with that.
I'm not saying it. Then that time, that it wasn't, they were, that wasn't the way they did it. They didn't write the mother's name on the invitation. It was Urayoso, right? Right. Ma'isim imach obnei rochel shahaisa cholo. She was sick. The Amra, she says, tinasing kivonesi. Give my kivonesi. It's some sort of, I don't know what he says, some sort of jewelry. What's the kivonesi? What's his? Okay, a brooch. Depends how you pronounce it. Give it to my daughter Leviti. Buhu b'shnei masar mana, and it's worth a lot of money. It's worth like 1,200 zuz. Umesa, and she dies. The kimu devareha, and they were mekayim her words. So the assumption has to be that this is only partial. It's only giving away part of it. She had other nechassim. So it's only a matnas shlimira b'miksas, and they were mekayim her words. So you see here, even a matnas shlimira b'miksas without a kinyan, it worked. He goes, no hasam be mitzvah machmas misa. No, there was mitzvah machmas misa again. Mitzvah machmas misa. You don't get. You don't have to. But we just said 2 minutes ago that if you're only giving away part of your stuff, that's not mitzvah machmas misa. So I guess in a normal situation, giving away all is clearly mitzvah machmas misa. Giving away part is not mitzvah machmas misa. But if it's clear that even when you gave away a portion, you were mitzvah machmas misa, then it's still mitzvah machmas misa.
Or maybe it's just that the rest of she doesn't mind going as a Yerusha, standard Yerusha. Will you look at that?
I don't know.
Everything else goes in standing Yerusha, split it up as they do it. And this one particular item, she wants it to go to one person.
Yeah.
And maybe the kinyan there, I was holding this issue. The kinyan, everything you give away as a
I don't know what the halacha lemaisa is. Apparently, if you're only giving away a portion and you're keeping stuff for yourself, you need a kinyan on that, according to this. Unless it's mitzvah machmas misa.
Right.
Ezri Rabbeinu Rabba, another question. We have the Mishnah in Gittin, right? Ha'omet nu get zeli ishti. Someone says, give this get to my wife. Or star shichur zela avdi, or this star shichur to my slave, umes, and he dies before they were most of the star. Lo yit na lachar misa, you can't. There's no get lachar misa, you can't give it. If he says, lo, tnu money laploni, give this money to ploni, umes, and then he dies, yit nu lachar misa, then you can give the money lachar misa, because we say, assuming that he's a shlimira right here, we say the matna shlimira is chal bedibor by itself. So, right, because there's no get lachar misa. How that works? Because once he dies, he either belongs to the Yarshim or he has no power to give over the get once he dies. But the Chachamim gave over the power that after he dies, the Matnas Shlimira works. So it's here again. The assumption is that besides this mana, he has other nechassim. So this again is a matan b'miksas, and it's Kashal Rava who says that a matan shlimira b'miksas needs a kinyan. So Gemara says, Umi mai dilo konumine. How do we know he didn't make a kinyan? It's not, because it's got to be similar to the case of get. Do me the get. Ma get la bar kinyan. The get, we're not talking about where he made a kinyan, because you can't make a kinyan through the bar get. You have to give it to her. You have to give it. So, and we're putting in the same Mishnah. Af hainami lo konumine. They didn't make a kinyan. There was no kinyan here. It's a matnas shlimira b'miksas, and there's no kinyan, it works. What's the answer? Hasanami, the mitzvah machmas misa. It's mitzvah machmas misa. Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua Amar, he says, mitzvah machmas misa ba'alma ba'ya kinyan. If your mitzava machmas misa, mixas of your, he says, well, even if your mitzava mixas nechasim machmas misa, you need a kinyan. V'chi tanya hayimas nisa, what about the mission that says by b'nei rochel, they don't need a kinyan? Because that was b'mechalik kol nechasim, dahi matna shlimira shavyu. No, she was giving everything away. She was giving this portion to this daughter. She was giving everything away. It's not all to one spot, one person, so it wasn't a matna shlimira b'mixas. That's why you didn't need a kinyan. But the hilchasa, what's the halacha? We pass like Rava. Matna shlim me rabbi mixos, boy kvaya kinyan. If you only can give away part of it, it needs a kinyan. The apple gav the mace, and even if she dies, right, it's not, so if there was no kinyan, it's not chal. But mitzvah machmas misa, but if you mitzvah machmas misa because you think you're about to die, and everyone realizes it that you're giving it because you think you're about to die, lo baya kinyan. You don't need a kinyan. But that's so long as that the mitzvah machmas misa actually dies. But Amar, if this mitzvah machmas misa was wrong and it got better, right? You have people in the hospital, I'm going to die, and they're fine, right? So, yeah, 20, yeah. So I don't know how that work. I guess every time they get better, it's his question. Are they better? Maybe they're sick for 20 years, right? Amad Choser. If she gets better, then to do Choser. Apagav the Konamine, even though you made the Kinyan. Okay? We'll stop here.